Acknowledgements. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the many people who have helped me whilst I was writing this book. As you know, books don't spring forward out of a vacuum. This story is no different. It was inspired by the real struggles of the heroic and outstanding people who every day have to fight to overcome their disabilities. On a personal level, I couldn't have written this book without the constant encouragement over so many years of my darling wife Avril, who has stood behind me when necessary and always at my side, whether or not I have deserved such love and support, as have Georgia, her husband Matt, Sarah, my daughter, and Daniel, my son, and his wife, Dr. Sarah. You've all waited so long and patiently for me to be the writing man I was supposed to be. In my short professional life as a novelist, you need all the help and guidance you can get, and again, I've been singularly blessed. Without this reading like an award accepting speech, I also want to pay tribute to my remarkable parents, who are both long since together in the afterlife. Lily and Michael Klinger were truly wonderful people, and he was one of our finest film producers. Many years ago, when I was 17, my then agent, the late and lamented Greg Smith, told me I should be a novelist, but I persisted with my career as a filmmaker. To prove his point, he took one of my story outlines and procured an offer for me to write that story as my first book. I rather arrogantly and very stupidly turned down the very generous offer. I've enjoyed a successful and productive career making films and in academia, but oh how right Greg was, since I know now that I was meant to be a storyteller. I lived to write, but life is full of mysterious circles, and right now I am preparing that story as a film and as the book I should have written so many years ago. Dedication. To all my family, friends, and those that made this book possible. I love and thank you and appreciate your enormous patience and trust in me. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Or put more beautifully, and I think hopefully, as the French poet Paul Claudel wrote, for the flight of a single butterfly, the entire sky is needed. Tony Klinger, Northampton, England, 2013.
The Butterfly Boy by Tony Klinger. Prologue. Nuremberg, Germany, 1935. I'm not normally a pessimist, but my situation is very bad, even by my standards. I'm in a green-walled interrogation room deep in the bowels of the Nuremberg Gestapo headquarters. It's a lonely, intimidating place when you've been sitting tied by tight ropes to a solitary wooden chair for what seems like an eternity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?